Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsen. It's Friday, November 29th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
When you get your ballot paper, start with one and work your way down as far through the ballot paper as you would like.
Polls set to open in general election and Black Friday spending spree expected. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. Polls will open in an hour's time for voting to start in the general election. Polling stations across the country will be open until late tonight. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Polling hours are between 7am and 10pm this evening. People need to bring identification to the polling stations and are asked to bring their polling cards, though you can vote without them. When you get into the polling booth, put a number 1 beside your first choice, 2 beside your second, and so on down the ballot. Putting X's or ticks next to candidates may mean your vote is not valid. Any writing on the ballot paper may also lead to the vote being declared spoiled. No photos or selfies can be taken inside the voting centres. Nearly 3.7 million people are eligible to vote today for the almost 700 candidates across the country running in election 2024.
The Russian president has warned the West against sending nuclear weapons to Ukraine. Vladimir Putin says Russia will use all means of destruction if Ukraine gets nuclear weaponry. The threat comes following US media reports the Biden administration has discussed sending nuclear warheads to Ukraine. Energy has been partially restored to a number of regions following missile and drone attacks on Ukraine's power grid in recent days. Sky's Stuart Ramsey doesn't believe the attacks are retaliation for the use of long-range missiles supplied by the West.
It has been going on for days now. The increase of missile and drone strikes here has been really high for days and days. Anyway, he's saying it's because of this long-range missiles being used against Russia. I would say that the last big energy attack happened before those long-range missiles were used. And Russia has been attacking the energy infrastructure here ever since this war started.
A proposal to add a public Lido at George's Dock in Dublin City is a step closer. A voluntary group has released updated designs and images for an outdoor swimming pool at the old dry dock that was previously earmarked for a controversial whitewater rafting facility. Patrick Earls from the Dublin City Lido campaign says they hope to bring a feasibility study to City Council management in the new year.
It would include a 50-metre pool, which would be heated all year. Okay, so this would allow all types of swimmers to use it. There's also going to be a smaller learner pool. There will be a sauna facility and a plunge pool. There's a great demand for that. A cafe. We're also proposing some kind of public realms, some what we call water gardens. So it's kind of floating pontoons with public seating.
A woman in her 80s has died in a road crash in County Laois. Another woman was hurt in the collision. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The crash happened at Junction 21 on the M7 eastbound at Barris and Ossory when two cars collided at around 4:15pm yesterday. The woman who was killed was in her 80s and she was driving one of the cars. She was pronounced dead at the scene and her body has been removed to Portlaoise Mortuary for a post-mortem examination. The woman driving the other car, who was in her 50s, is being treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries at Midlands Regional Hospital, Tullamore. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward.
A number of retailers across the country are being prosecuted for breaking sales pricing laws. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has launched proceedings against them. The shops in the electrical, cosmetics, furniture, clothes and shoes sector are due before the courts in January next year. CCPC Chair Brian McHugh says it's vital consumers are protected on Black Friday today.
The announcement that we've made today is that we are prosecuting several retailers for breaching sales price laws. And it's really important today on Black Friday to remind consumers that we are out there making sure consumer protection law has been complied with, and also to remind businesses that it's really important they comply with the law and that when they're providing discounts to consumers that they're real discounts.
Meanwhile, data shows between 10am and 11am is the busiest hour for people shopping for deals on Black Friday. These people, though, aren't planning to get too carried away.
I don't pay much attention to all the Black Friday stuff.
I'm not sure. I'm not really an in-person shopper. I usually do everything online.
No, probably not. Unless I see something, maybe online.
I get paid tomorrow or on Friday, so I'd say I will.
Get paid on Thursday. Gone Friday.
Greg Wallace says he appreciates everyone who's reached out after he was accused of historical misconduct. The MasterChef host has stepped away from the show in Britain while an external review takes place. Media commentator Paul Conyeu says it's unclear what's next for the 60-year-old.
It's becoming a real problem for the BBC, this, in the court of public opinion. 13 people over 17 years It's a difficult situation to see how he can survive as a BBC star, albeit a freelance one.
Fontaine's DC, Nile Rodgers and Jade Thirlwall were among the winners at last night's Rolling Stone Awards. The Irish band won Album of the Year for Romance, while the Chic frontman took home the Global Icon Prize. New Order were also honoured for their decades-long career at the ceremony at London's Camden Roadhouse. Sport now, and Shamrock Rovers became the first ever Irish team to make the knockout stages in European competition last night. Johnny Kenny's second-half equaliser helped the Hoops to a 1-1 draw away to Rapid Vienna in the Europa Conference League. It leaves Rovers unbeaten after four games in the league phase. Chelsea continued their perfect start to the competition with a 2-0 win over Heidenheim in Germany. In the Europa League, Manchester United came from 2-1 down to beat Norwegian side Bodo Glimt 3-2 at Old Trafford, while in North London, Tottenham fell victim to a late equaliser to draw 2-2 with Roma. And the Republic of Ireland begin their final push towards a place at Euro 2025 this evening. Eileen Gleeson's side are in Cardiff for the first leg of their playoff final against Wales. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need to know on newstalk.com.